Number 78 from March 2011, I'm But a Stranger Here. My good neighbor Leon tells me that I have a hard time getting things started at my place, and he is right. Before I can start my old John Deere tractor, I usually have to put a tent over it and heat it with a salamander heater. That is a nuisance, but at least it works. But then a few weeks ago, I plugged in the salamander heater, and it wouldn't start either. So now I can't start the thing that's supposed to start the other thing. But when I had picked up the heater, a mouse ran out, and I began to be suspicious that maybe he had interfered somehow with its functioning. Sure enough, when I took the cover off the heater, there was another mouse inside. This pair of mice had dragged in a huge wad of insulation and had fashioned it into a cozy mouse nest that was plugging up the fan. After cleaning that out, I saw that they had also chewed all the insulation off the wires. I messed with it for a while and taped the wires, but it still wouldn't run, and it took Leon to tinker with it until it ran again. Now I'm ready for more nasty weather and more snow plowing. I was pretty angry at these little vermin for messing up my system, and I quoted an old cartoon line out loud, "I hate those Mises to pieces." Maybe the inside of a salamander heater looked like a nice, secure place to them, but in point of fact, it was one of the most dangerous places they could possibly have chosen. If the fan didn't chop them up, the fire blasting out the other side of the fan would have fried them to bits. Here they were, going about their lives, blissfully unaware that they were sitting in between a chopper and a blast furnace. Only the fact that they had finished their house and plugged the fan saved them from destruction. I railed at them anyway. This is not your home. But on second thought, it seems like we are more like these mice than we might like to admit. We might like to think that we have built a nice, secure home on this earth, but in reality, ours is a precarious existence. We might live in the safety of America, where there is recourse to justice and protection, but the wave of terrorism and the recent attempted assassination of a congresswoman remind us we are not safe. We may get away from the crime of the city, but then our house in the country is vandalized. We may build security in our retirement accounts, our 403b accounts, our Roth IRAs, and so on. But the recent economic collapse puts the lie to this security as well. We may insulate ourselves with wealth and possessions, but sooner or later, all of these things will belong to some other person until they die too. We may buy the safest car on the road, but may still wind up dead when we wrap it around a tree. In reality, we are no more safe and secure in this life than that pair of mice in my heater. We end up saying the same things to ourselves that I said to those mice. This is not your home. There is an old hymn that says, I'm but a stranger here. Heaven is my home. That is true for Christians. That doesn't mean that what we do on this earth is not important. It doesn't mean that we should only be looking for the pie in the sky by and by. It doesn't mean that we should not be fulfilling our mission of being good news to the needs of the people around us. It does not mean that we should only minister to people's spiritual needs and forget their physical needs. But it does mean that we shouldn't get too comfortable in this life, because it is not the final destination, and it is a drop in the bucket of all the life we will experience beyond this one. Furthermore, it means that the only real security and safety that we have is in the Lord. Everything we have will one day be gone, and only the Lord will remain. Only the Lord is forever.